Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Action Research, A Guide for the Teacher Researcher, with Enhanced Pearson eText Access Card Package by Jeffrey E. Mills is a teacher education textbook focused on classroom-based inquiry. The sixth edition packages the printed book with access to Pearson digital materials, including enhanced eText features such as embedded video resources. Its subject is action research, a form of systematic investigation conducted by educators in their own professional settings to understand problems, test instructional responses, and improve student learning. Rather than presenting research as an activity reserved for outside specialists, the book frames it as a practical part of reflective teaching. Mills is known for explaining research procedures in accessible language while still addressing planning, data collection, analysis, interpretation, and evaluation. The book is intended for preservist teachers, practicing teachers, graduate education students, and teacher researchers who need a structured guide for designing manageable studies in real classrooms and schools. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, action research is presented as an everyday responsibility of reflective teaching. A central idea of the book is that teachers are not merely consumers of educational research, but can become producers of useful knowledge within their own classrooms. Mills treats action research as a disciplined extension of reflective practice. Teachers notice a problem, frame a question, gather evidence, interpret what the evidence suggests, and modify practice accordingly. This positioning matters because classroom decisions are often shaped by local factors that large-scale studies cannot fully capture, such as student relationships, school schedules, curriculum constraints, and community context. By locating research inside the daily work of teaching, the book reduces the distance between theory and practice. The teacher researcher is encouraged to ask questions that are specific enough to be studied, yet meaningful enough to influence instruction. This approach also supports professional agency. Instead of waiting for external reforms or generalized prescriptions, educators can examine their own practice with evidence. The result is not research for publication alone, but research as a method for making teaching more deliberate, transparent, and responsive. Secondly, the book organizes inquiry through a practical cycle of planning, acting, observing, and reflecting. But Mills gives action research a procedural structure that helps novice researchers move from a broad classroom concern to an organized study. The book is known for step-by-step guidance, which is important because many teachers approach research with practical questions but limited methodological training. The action research cycle typically begins with identifying an issue or area of focus, reviewing relevant information, developing a research question, selecting data sources, implementing an action, and studying the results. This sequence keeps the project manageable and prevents inquiry from becoming a collection of disconnected observations. The planning stage encourages teachers to define what they want to understand or improve before choosing methods. The action stage links research to instructional change rather than treating data collection as an isolated exercise. Observation and reflection then allow educators to examine whether the action produced useful insight. The cyclical nature is especially important. Findings do not end the process, but inform another round of teaching decisions. In this way, the book presents research as iterative improvement rather than a one-time assignment. Thirdly, qualitative and quantitative evidence are balanced for classroom decision-making. The book gives attention to both qualitative and quantitative forms of evidence, reflecting the mixed nature of classroom problems. Teachers may need numerical information, such as assessment results, attendance patterns, survey responses, or frequency counts. But they also need descriptive evidence, such as student work, observation notes, interviews, journals, and classroom artifacts. Mills emphasizes practical use rather than treating methods as abstract technical categories. The value of qualitative evidence is that it can reveal how students experience instruction, how classroom routines operate, and why a strategy may succeed or fail. Quantitative evidence can help teachers identify patterns, compare outcomes, and check whether impressions are supported by measurable changes. The balanced approach is useful because classroom inquiry often suffers when it relies only on anecdote or only on test scores. By encouraging multiple sources of evidence, the book supports a more credible basis for instructional decisions. It also helps teacher researchers understand triangulation in practical terms when several kinds of data point in similar directions. Conclusions become more persuasive and less dependent on a single observation. Fourthly, evaluation and rigor are treated as essential to trustworthy teacher research. A distinctive concern in the sixth edition is the evaluation of action research, including how to judge the quality and usefulness of a study. This emphasis is important because classroom-based research can be misunderstood as informal reflection without standards. Mills addresses the need for teacher researchers to make their inquiry systematic, ethical, and credible. Rigor in this context does not mean imitating laboratory research. It means aligning the research question, data sources, analysis procedures, and conclusions in a coherent way. A teacher who studies a reading intervention, for example, needs evidence that actually relates to reading growth, not only general impressions of engagement. Evaluation also requires attention to limitations. Small samples, local context, short timeframes, and teacher involvement in the setting do not make action research invalid, but they do require careful interpretation. The book encourages readers to assess whether claims are supported by evidence and whether findings can responsibly guide practice. This focus protects action research from becoming self-confirmation and strengthens its value as a professional learning tool. Lastly, the Enhanced Pearson eText supports teacher preparation through multimedia examples. This access card package is not only a printed textbook, but also part of Pearson digital course delivery. The Enhanced Pearson eText is described as including embedded videos and related author responses that illustrate concepts and strategies. For a methods-oriented book, this matters because action research can be difficult to understand from definitions alone. Video-based examples can show how research questions arise in authentic educational settings, how teachers describe problems of practice, and how inquiry connects with classroom decisions. The digital format is especially relevant for teacher education programs, where instructors may assign the text alongside coursework on research design, field experience, or reflective practice. The multimedia elements can help bridge the gap between reading about inquiry and seeing how educators talk through it. At the same time, the package format creates a practical caution: access codes may be required, may be tied to Pearson systems, and may not be included or usable when purchased through some third-party sellers. Readers who need the interactive feature should verify the exact ISBN and access status before buying. In conclusion, this book is best suited for preservist teachers, practicing classroom teachers, graduate students in education, instructional coaches, and school leaders who want a structured introduction to practitioner inquiry. Its practical benefit is that it translates research methods into tasks that educators can realistically perform, identifying a problem of practice, selecting evidence, analyzing classroom data, reflecting on findings, and using results to adjust instruction. Its intellectual benefit is that it reframes teaching as evidence-informed professional judgment rather than routine delivery of lessons. Compared with broader educational research textbooks, MIL stands out because the focus is specifically on teacher-led action research in local settings. It does not primarily train readers to become academic researchers. It trains them to investigate their own teaching with enough structure to make the findings useful. The sixth edition package also differentiates itself through the Enhanced Pearson eText, which can add multimedia examples for courses that use Pearson Access. Its main limitation is logistical, rather than conceptual. Digital access depends on the correct package and valid code. For readers who need a clear, classroom-centered, methodical guide to action research, the book remains a realistic and widely used entry point in teacher research education. If you would like to support Jeffrey Mills, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.